Jordy spoils us. He plays that way all the time. I mean, he practices the same way, and he's just a clutch player.
Well, he's a great player. You know, in situations like that, you have a lot of confidence going his side with the football. Jordy gives you those opportunities to really make some special plays, and they rolled some different coverages his way, and then they left him one on one on that. Out and up for the touchdown, and we made the most of that.
I felt pretty comfortable the way he was playing. He came up impressed, which, you know, isn't the ideal thing, but he kind of bailed off the snap and put his butt to the boundary. And when you have an out route and their butt to the boundary, it's hard for them to cover it. So I'm not sure if he speed turned or opened up and flipped his hips, but at that point in time, I was pretty confident we were able to hit it. Just didn't know where the safety would be, if he'd be playing over top or what, and Aaron put it in a perfect spot and allowed me to catch it and cut back and, get the score.
I mean, look at what he did, Mr. 200. I was telling him he got that big catch there late, and, you know, he was at 190. I was like, if you don't get 200, we're going to fight. So, you know, it was big to see him do that and us get the win as well.
It's just, it doesn't really mean much, but you just don't want to get stuck at 195 or 190. So, it's still a good day, but you could be right there. So, I think James last year came real close at 190. And so it's just one you want, I don't know. 190 is good, but, you know, 199 is great, but 200 just sounds better.
You know, you take it for granted sometimes, but, he's not a big me guy or, pumping himself a lot. So he kind of gets overlooked at times. But, you know, we know around here the kind of player he is. And the people in the league, I think, have a lot of respect for him, too. And they will, especially if they watch this film.